Now he says this, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we've not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Now, he doesn't want to do anything to hinder the gospel of Christ. And therefore, he doesn't receive anything. Now, may I be very frank and make application with you? Some of my friends kid me about this. I received no salary from radio. And I'm still able to say that. And I want to be very frank. There have been some very wonderful people. And actually, God's been better to me since I retired than he ever was before. Because, again, it was a question of feeding a horse, and then I was being fed by somebody else. But now I'm depending on the Lord. And, oh, I wish I'd done this before, because he's wonderful. I'm not complaining. What I'm trying to say to you is this, that the reason that I have adopted this policy is not to hinder the teaching of the Word of God. For the very simple reason, there are religious rackets today. To say they're not is to be as blind as a bat. And I believe that today many men make merchandise of the gospel of Christ. Now, I don't want to get into that position. So I've taken this place, and it did mean quite a sacrifice for a while. But the Lord has been so good, I just can't tell you how good he's been. And therefore, I want to continue the policy so that I won't hinder the teaching of the Word. No one can come along and say truthfully that Vernon McGee, reason he's staying on that radio and teaching the Word of God, because he really gets a big salary. But the Lord's been good to me. Oh, how good. Now, let me go on with this, because, oh, this has such personal application. He says, do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Now that's God's method. And it's not wrong, therefore, for the minister, that's a blessing to people to be supported. And I've discovered that when people receive a blessing, that they, for the most part, they do support the place where they get their blessing. Now he goes on. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me, for it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glory in void. Paul says, I'm going to be able to say to you that you are not supporting me. You may be supporting the gospel, but not me. I'm not receiving anything for you. And Paul didn't take a salary either. You see, he did tent making. Well, I can't make tents. Well, I can write books, and I also can hold conferences. So I'm in the tent-making business, in a way. Now he says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Now, if I cancel this radio ministry, I won't lose my salvation. But I tell you, woe is me. And I want to be very frank with you, necessity is laid upon me. I dare not. Why, may I say to you, it's like a taskmaster with a lash that says every day at this same time on your radio station, McGee, you better be ready. If you are not, why, you'll not be on long after that. You have to do this. Well, that's my liberty. And you know what? I do it 'cause I like.